Today on a special Introductions, we bring you highlights of a memorial concert honoring Emilio Del Rosario, the acclaimed and beloved piano instructor who taught at the Music Institute of Chicago for over 40 years and who passed away this past October. His former students and colleagues came together in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston last month to share stories and music by Enrique Granados, Mozart, Gershwin, and more. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we bring you highlights of a memorial concert honoring Emilio Del Rosario, the acclaimed and beloved piano instructor who taught at the Music Institute of Chicago for over 40 years. Mr. D, as he was known, died on October 3, 2010, in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, after a 3-year battle with cancer. Born in Manila in the Philippines in 1934, Mr. D was the first student of American pianist and conductor Leon Fleischer and had an extensive performing career, including appearances at Carnegie Hall, Steinway Hall, the United Nations, Chicago's Orchestra Hall, and more. But he devoted his life to discovering and nurturing young musicians, explaining that he was, quote, most gratified by finding music in a child and then developing it beyond the child's wildest dreams. And you've no doubt heard Mr. D's work many times through both his recent students who appear on this program and established musicians who are heard on WFMT every day. On Sunday, January 23rd, at the Music Institute of Chicago's Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston, friends, alumni, and colleagues gathered to share music and anecdotes about Mr. D, starting with Milton Reuben Laufer of North Carolina, a professor at Peace College who studied with Mr. D for 10 years. Here he is now in the Spanish dance number 5, The Playera, by Enrique Granados.
When I was 16 years old, I attended a workshop class with my 3-year-old niece. My sister couldn't find a babysitter for her, and so, of course, I drove her along. She sat very, very well behaved in the workshop for a number of hours, and then we left. The following week, I noticed that all of the mothers that were attending workshop with their daughters and sons were looking at me funny, kind of ostracizing me. Well, I couldn't figure out what had happened, and so I walked up to Mr. D, and I said, you know, Mr. D, I just can't quite figure this out, but I feel like I'm a little bit of a pariah, you know. I mean, I didn't do anything. Well, he looked at me with a straight face, and he said, well, Milton, I told all of them that you were a teenage father and that she was your daughter. WFMT, that's your edit point. I told that right at the beginning so you could cut it right out of the program. I just, I wanted to start by pointing out to you what a tremendous sense of humor Emilio Del Rosario had, equaled by his talent and his energy and his dedication to all of us who are his students, who remain his legacy. Today, I would like to have the tone of celebration, a celebration of a man who's touched thousands of lives through his artistry, through his scholarship, through his pedagogy. And let's not get too sad, because he does live for, well, through all of us, as we perform and teach and write. Welcome to this concert. Thanks very much to all of you for being here. It's a wonderful venue, and it's a wonderful day. I'm about to play the Spanish dance number 5, the one that I had learned from him. It's a piece that I had the privilege of playing for him during one of my visits. It's very special. It's very sentimental. On a more serious note, when Emilio was like a father to me, and the piece is something that means a lot. So I hope I do it justice. This is the Spanish dance number 5.
Thank you.
pianist Milton Rubin Laufer in the Spanish dance number 5, The Playera, by Enrique Granados. This memorial concert honoring Music Institute of Chicago piano instructor Emilio Del Rosario continues now with a performance by a recent alum, 12-year-old pianist Andrew Guo, who began studying with Mr. D at age 5. Here he is now in the third movement of Mozart's Sonata in B-flat major, Caracal number 333, marked Allegretto. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
the third movement of Mozart's Sonata in B-flat major, Kirkel number 333, performed by 12-year-old Andrew Guo. This memorial concert in honor of Emilio del Rosario continues now with some remarks by Music Institute alum Elizabeth Joy Rowe, currently a visiting artist and lecturer at Smith College. Rowe was named as one of the 6 young artists to watch by Symphony Magazine and has been awarded the William Petchick Piano Debut Recital Award and the McGraw-Hill Company's Robert Sherman Award for Music Education and Community Outreach, among many other accomplishments. She'll then perform her own arrangement of The Man I Love by George Gershwin. This is Introductions.
Only a person as open-minded and as creative as Mr. D would have accepted an 8-year-old who came in playing not only Bach and the romantic piece, but also Yesterday by the Beatles, which is what I did. And I still remember those days walking into the sprawling Music Institute, well, as we knew it back then, the Music Center of the North Shore and verdant Winnetka. And there'd always be this sense of anticipation as I'd walk into those front doors and walk toward his studio, down by the stairs, and we would, you know, just gather there and feel as if we were about to be in conversation with these great composers, but through the conduit of someone who was so down to earth and so real. And that was the magic of Mr. D as a teacher. He humanized the music that we played, and perhaps the biggest gift that he gave to me was that he made all things seem possible. You know, I remember he once assigned me this Liszt concert etude. I was 10 years old, and I listened to this Louis Lortie recording, and I kind of internally panicked. I was like, how can I play this extremely virtuosic piece? And lo and behold, it happened. And it just seemed to happen like this all the time throughout my whole experience of learning with Mr. G. And as I move forward in my life as a teacher, as a pianist, performer, and person, I will always carry with me that remarkable joyousness, that sense of mischief and play, and also the awareness that all things are possible as long as there is this true love for music and for others, and for that I am eternally, profoundly grateful. The piece that I'm going to play right now is my own arrangement of Gershwin's timeless song, The Man I Love, but perhaps we should all retitle it to be The Man We Love.
Thank you.
The Man I Love by George Gershwin, arranged and performed by Music Institute of Chicago alum Elizabeth Joy Rowe. We continue now with some music by another one of Emilio Del Rosario's former students, Andrew Park. Park studied with Mr. D from 1989 to 1997 and performed with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra as winner of the Illinois Young Performers Competition, and went on to graduate from Harvard College and then Oxford University as a Rhodes Scholar. He currently works for New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg to develop the mayor's charitable foundation. Here is Andrew Park now in the Prelude in G minor, Opus 23, number 5, by Sergei Rachmaninoff from Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston, here on this special edition of Introductions.
Thank you.
The Prelude in G Minor, Opus 23, Number 5, by Sergei Rachmaninoff, performed by Andrew Park in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. Andrew Park is a former student of Emilio Del Rosario, who we're honoring today in this special memorial concert. Emilio Del Rosario was an acclaimed piano instructor at the Music Institute of Chicago for over 40 years, and you can listen to this program again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com. Send your own memories of Mr. D or comments about this program to introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. We're going to take a short break now. When we come back, we'll continue with performances by Almida and Roland Vamos and Claire Abersold and Ralph Nivame. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. In this special hour of Introductions, we bring you part of a memorial concert honoring acclaimed and beloved piano instructor and pedagogue Emilio Del Rosario, who taught at the Music Institute of Chicago for over 40 years. Mr. D was the first student of pianist and conductor Leon Fleischer and won many awards for his teaching, including the Distinguished Teacher Award from the National Foundation of the Arts, which he won twice. Mr. D passed away on October 3rd, 2010 from cancer, and last month in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston, former students, colleagues, and friends gathered to share stories and music, including this next piece, the Eclogue Opus 10 for piano and orchestra by Gerald Finzi. Han Jae Wang leads now the Eroica Chamber Orchestra, made up of current students and alums of the Music Institute, and Wang is himself a former Del Rosario student and currently a senior at Harvard University. Pianist Matthew Hagel is the soloist. He has served on the Music Institute of Chicago faculty for more than 10 years and is director of the MIC Musicianship Program.
Thank you.
pianist Matthew Hagel and the Eroica Chamber Orchestra in the Eclogue Opus 10 for piano and orchestra by Gerald Finzi. Music Institute alum Hanjae Wang was the conductor, and the orchestra was made up of current and former students of the Music Institute of Chicago. Longtime Music Institute faculty members Roland and Almeida Vamos take the stage now to remember Emilio del Rosario. The Vamoses have been on the faculty for over 25 years and also currently serve on the faculty of Northwestern University. They're the teachers of many students you've heard on this program. After some remarks by Almeida Vamos, they'll perform the second movement of the Duo for Violin and Viola in G Major by Mozart. This is Introductions.
Emilio del Rosario was the best colleague we could ever have had. He was always kind, caring, helpful, and generous. We can never pass his studio without seeing his image and remembering how wonderful he was. A fond memory was meeting him on Friday afternoons in the teacher's lounge. Mr. D would be eating his lunch, and he always invited us to join him and insisted that we taste the delicious meals brought to him by the parents of his loyal and adoring students. Every Friday night, we had a private contest. Who would finish teaching last? He invariably won. He was the most dedicated teacher and artist we have ever known. When Emilio stopped coming to the Music Institute, we all felt the loss and the void that can never be replaced. We miss him terribly, as do all our colleagues.
Thank you.
Almeida and Roland Vamos in the second movement of the Duo for Violin and Viola in G Major by Mozart. You're listening to a memorial concert honoring Emilio del Rosario from Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston here on a special edition of Introductions. Del Rosario, who taught piano at the Music Institute of Chicago for over 40 years, died in October, and friends, colleagues, and alumni gathered last month to share music and stories about his life. Finally, on this program, we'll hear the leading American piano duo made up of Claire Abersold and Ralph Nivaym, who give performances around the world, including on this radio station. Ralph was a student of Emilio del Rosario in the mid-1960s during Mr. D's very first year teaching at the Music Institute. And after Ralph gives some remarks, the duo will perform the fourth movement, called Feria, of the Rhapsody Espanol by Maurice Ravel.
I must say there really could be no greater testimonial to Emilio's teaching than to hear all of his wonderful students now grown or growing up and scattered to all the corners of the country, playing so beautifully here today. It was my privilege and pleasure to know Emilio both as a teacher, later as a colleague, and finally for both Claire and myself, as a friend. I studied with Emilio before we were the Music Institute of Chicago and before he was Mr. D. What I got from him as a wide-eyed kid who naively wanted to be a concert pianist was invaluable. I learned very quickly that the piano mattered and that what I did at it mattered. I know this is one of the lessons all of his colleagues felt from him as well. I also instinctively knew somehow that to him, I mattered, and so did all of his students. It was a different era back in the 60s. Emilio was not overloaded with students then, and actually had a busy social life. Many students here today might be amused to learn that we once met at a Cubs game, for instance. I know I was amused as George Von Halmy, yelling at the top of his lungs with a thick Hungarian accent, tried to teach a baffled but excited Mr. D the rules of baseball as the game went along. I would run into him at concerts, of course, and also at the record store, where I would spend all of my allowances on recordings, and he, it would seem, spent most of his disposable income, leaving with box loads of LPs. Even that was a lesson, of course, as Emilio would make it very clear which recordings I should or shouldn't purchase. His sense of humor was always present. Emilio always had a quip, even at the toughest moments. I remember my audition for him. "You know," he said to my parents with a telling twinkle in his eye, "I cannot accept your son as a student." "Why?" asked my mom nervously. "Because I could never get mad at him. He's more than twice my size." When Claire and Jim Brown, Emilio and I, went to Hamburg to choose this beautiful piano we're playing tonight, today, Emilio had us all in such stitches on the plane that a fellow passenger came up and asked, "Excuse me, sir, are you a comedian?" Well, I suppose he could have been, but thank God for all of us, he was who he was. Emilio always loved Ravel and taught his music beautifully. I will always remember his performance, particularly of Alborada del Gracioso from Miroir, with its wonderful Spanish flavor. And so Claire and I chose the Feria from Rhapsody Espanol to celebrate our wonderful times with Emilio.
Thank you.
Claire Ebersold and Ralph Nivaym in the Feria movement of the Rhapsody Español by Maurice Ravel, concluding this concert honoring Emilio del Rosario, a member of the piano faculty at the Music Institute of Chicago for over 40 years. Mr. D died in October from cancer, and friends, colleagues, and alums gathered in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston on Sunday, January 23rd to present this concert. Mr. D was well known for his sense of humor, as we just heard. And on the back of the program of this concert was printed the text of a sign that hung outside of his office. It read, quote, "Everyone brings joy to this office, some when they enter, and others when they leave." And we'll leave you now, but not before letting you know that you can leave your comments about this program by sending a note to introductions@wfmt.com or finding us on Facebook for updates on our special programming. And visit our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, to listen to this program again and to audition to perform on Introductions. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson, and the engineer today was Eric Arunis. Our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. And a large thanks to the staff of the Music Institute of Chicago who helped coordinate this broadcast. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week.